In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. A certain man made a great supper. St. Cyril of Alexandria, writing in the 5th century, says that the certain man is understood to be God the Father. God the Father is the master of the feast who calls. St. Gregory of Rome, writing in the next century, said, "What is the time for the supper but the end of the world?" God's meal, he said, is not called a lunch, but a supper, because after lunch, supper is still to come, whereas after supper, there is no remaining meal. St. Cyril writes, "Towards evening and by the light of torches, the lamb was sacrificed according to the law of Moses." So the law designated when a feast would occur, and it would occur at supper time with the slaying of a lamb. This invitation, says St. Gregory, is to the feast of eternal life, the feast of eternal life given to us by God. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, "Come, for all things are now ready." Who is the servant calling people to the great supper? St. Cyril says perhaps it is Christ himself. For although he, the Word of God, is God by nature, yet he emptied himself to take the form of a slave. He is sent at supper time, which is not at the commencement of the world, but at the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, we are living for 2,000 years now, since the birth of our Savior, in the end times. In the end times, in the final unfolding of God's plan for our redemption and salvation. Again, St. Cyril, "In the last times of the world then, the Son of God suffered for our sakes, gave us his flesh to eat, and rose, and it was towards evening that the Lamb was sacrificed." The Creator of the universe and the Father of glory, therefore, made a great supper, that is, a festival for the whole world in honor of Christ. We are all, brothers and sisters, called to this great and final feast. We say it is experienced already in the Holy Communion, a foretaste of the feast of eternal life in this great supper. And who calls us to the supper if not the Lord himself? For he calls us, says St. Gregory, by the angels, by the patriarchs, by the prophets, by the apostles, by pastors, and even by me, he says, as he was preaching. But, this is the excuse gospel. The excuse gospel. It is the invitation gospel, but is also the excuse gospel. It comes every year. It comes every year on this second Sunday before Nativity, on the day of the Holy Forefathers, from the 14th chapter of Luke. The servant is sent out to call the invited, which were many, says the scripture, to call the invited to the supper, and they all began to make excuses. And their excuses were essentially business and family. The field, the oxen, and the marriage. The master of the feast was angry at these excuses and sent the servant back out to call the poor, the maimed, the disabled, the blind, the least empowered people of society to come and partake of the feast. And at one level, the parable of the supper plainly plainly refers to the Jews who rejected the message of Christ at the time of his coming. However, but since also this parable, this gospel is being read to us Christians in church today, it applies to us as well. The excuse gospel. The excuse gospel in the Christmas season. We have heard the calls in recent years to keep Christ in Christmas and that Jesus is the reason for the season. Those cries would not have to be made like a voice in the wilderness if there were not excuses for the season. That the season has become about something else instead of Jesus Christ. Perhaps about business, perhaps about family, perhaps about business and pleasure. Question is, did the Lord foresee this time and give us this gospel now? It's been read in this church, in the church this way for centuries, but it seems to apply today now more than ever. Brothers and sisters, our choice between the world and the faith is never more vivid than this time of year. No one cares about our Lent and Pascha, but this is a time of clashing priorities, without question. Before the feast, we are called to fast. And we protest, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. I want my Christmas season. The question is it your Christmas? Is it your Christmas? Whose birthday is it? Is it your birthday on December 25th? Are you celebrating yourself? Celebrating your flesh? Isn't it Christ's birthday? Does he get to decide how he will celebrate it? You get to decide how you celebrate your birthday. The master of the house calls us to his feast. He instructs us how to prepare for his birthday, for his feast day, by a fast, and then by coming to church for the feast itself, on Christmas Eve and on Christmas morning, to fulfill the completion of this great and holy day of his coming in the flesh. He designates his day for feasting as December 25th. And you know, you'll hear people say, well, that wasn't really his birthday. He was probably born in the spring. Exactly so. The church placed December 25th as to be the Lord's birthday to compete with a pagan festival occurring at the same time in the midst of winter. The church placed the feast to be in competition to the surrounding paganism. And so the story continues. And that tug of war goes on to this day. Our fasting in preparation is an act of love for our incarnate Lord. So, we have 10 days left. We have 10 days to go to offer our preparation, to prepare to accept God's invitation rather than to find excuses. We are called, brothers and sisters, to a spiritual feast, to a spiritual Christmas. Not just jingle bells. If you want jingle bells Christmas, you already have had it. You already have had it for a month. Now it's time to prepare in earnest for a holy feast. A holy feast set aside for God. A holy feast of God's birth as man. Brothers and sisters, Christ didn't come to us didn't take the trouble of becoming human and being rejected for his trouble just so that we could have a nice Christmas. He came to give us true life. He came to give us the life of grace, union with the divine life in himself. The feast of Christmas is Holy Eucharist on Christmas morning. That's the feast. That's the celebration. That's the banquet. That's what we're invited to. The invitation arrived again today. Come, all things are now ready. In response, the question is, are we readying our souls or readying our excuses? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you.